to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We bid you good evening from McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School here in Fall City. It's time for high school basketball once again here on KTNC. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling the play-by-play for tonight's basketball doubleheader. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios for tonight's broadcast. Tonight, the Fall City Tigers are hosting the Weeping Water Indians. As we said, it will be a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls' game, of course, coming up first here in about 5 minutes, followed by the boys' varsity contest. In the girls' JV game, completed just a few minutes ago, they only played two quarters. Fall City got the win in that one. 16-14 was the final in the girls' JV. Fall City taking the win. As we said, the opponent tonight, Water Indians. Let's move right to the starting lineups for this game. First of all, for the Weeping Water Indians, they are 11-6 on the season. They're coached by head coach Marcy Clausen. She'll go with Kelly Brack. Brack is 5'2 and a sophomore. Kellison Miller, a 5'11 junior. Emily Ridge, a senior at 5'9. Ella Cave. Cave is a 5'8 senior. And Brinkley McAdams. McAdams, 5'9 and a junior. That will be the starting five for the Weeping Water Indians. As we said, they're coached by head coach Marcy Clausen. The assistant coach is Alyssa Frederick, a graduate here of Fall City High School. Alyssa, the JV coach and the assistant girls varsity. Starting lineup for the Fall City Lady Tigers, coached by head coach Andy Armbruster. They are 5-9 on the season. They'll go with Ava Armbruster. Incidentally, today is Ava's birthday. Happy birthday, young lady. Ava Armbruster is a 5'5 senior. Caitlin Titus, a junior at 5'6. Isabel Armbruster, 5'6 and a junior. Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall is a senior at 5'7. And Emily Bitchosh rounds out the starting five for Andy Armbruster. Emily is a 5'7" senior. It's Parents Night tonight here at Fall City High School. We honored all of the basketball players and their parents between the girls' JV game and the girls' varsity here. That was completed a few minutes ago. We're a minute or two away from going to our national anthem, and then we'll have the introduction of starting lineups, and then we'll be ready to tip it up and get things underway. Again, tonight we are live at Fall City High School. McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse is the name of the building. The Fall City Tigers, the Weeping Water Indians. The Weeping Water Lady Indians coming off of a tough loss last night. They went to Sterling and were defeated 53-51, a narrow two-point loss to the Sterling Jets. And Coach Clausen told me how disappointed she was there that they came out on the short end over at Sterling last night. Getting set for our national anthem and our introduction of starters, so we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back after this two-minute break. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Fall City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we had the playing of our national anthem while we were away on that break, and I have to tell you folks, every time I come back to Falls City High School for a broadcast, I am impressed all over again with the way they display the American flag during the singing of the national anthem. If you haven't been here to see it, they have a giant American flag. I'm going to guess it's maybe 20, 25 feet long by 10 to 12 feet wide, and it's rolled up into the rafters, and they have an electronic mechanism that unfurls that flag and lets it roll down to where it's completely unfurled and hanging over the east end of the gym here, and then they roll it back up at the end of the national anthem. It's one of the more impressive displays of the American flag that I've seen at any of the high schools or the colleges, for that matter. It's a great job, so well done to the folks here at Falls City on the way they display that flag. Currently having the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system, we just met the Weeping Water Indians. Again, it'll be Kelly Brack, Kellison Miller, Emily Ridge, Ella Cave, and Brinkley McAdams. That's the five starting for the Indians. Currently meeting the Lady Tigers over the PA here. Ava Armbruster, Caitlin Titus, Isabel Armbruster, Ashley Kirkendall, and Emily Vitosh will be your five starters for the Lady Tigers. They've completed the introductions. We're about set to get underway. Reminder, we'll have high school basketball for you again here on KTNC this coming Tuesday afternoon. We'll kick off our coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament beginning at 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. The Sacred Heart Irish boys will face either Pawnee City or Sterling. That'll be in the quarterfinals of the Pioneer Conference. We'll talk more about that later on tonight. Ready to jump it up. The official steps into the center circle. Jumping up for the Tigers, Ashley Kirkendall. Goes against Cave. Here's the tip. It's controlled by Weeping Water. Indians with the basketball. Kelly Brack will set the offense. Goes across to Ella Cave on the left elbow. At the top of the circle, on the right side is Miller with the ball. Miller tried to put a spin move inside the paint. Couldn't get there. Back to Ella Cave at the top of the key. Fall City in a man-to-man defense to open it here defensively in the ball game. This is Kelly Brack on the dribble around the horn to the left side. Kellison Miller. Miller goes into the paint. A little floater off the glass up and good. Kellison Miller with the first 2 points of the ball game. Weeping Water jumps out to a 2-0 lead here in the opening seconds at Falls City. For the Tigers, Ava Armbruster with the basketball. Armbruster works to the left side of the three-point arc. Goes down into the corner. Now reverses a cross-court pass. Finds Caitlin Titus. Titus puts it inside the paint. Kirkendall moves to the bucket. Now Vitosh from the top of the key for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Miller. Miller into forecourt. Finds Cave in the corner right side. Under the bucket. Across court bounce pass. Goes out of bounds. Tipped over there by Falls City. Armbruster touched it last. Izzy Armbruster. And it'll belong to the Weeping Water Indians. Brack to inbound the ball. Finds Miller with it. Miller again goes back to Brack, who dribbles to the baseline on the left side of the basket. She can't get there. Up top it comes to McAdams. Ball is stolen away by Vitosh. Outlet pass into forecourt. Kirkendall jump shot left side up and good. Ashley Kirkendall with the first 2 points of the night for Falls City, and we're tied at two apiece. Now carrying the basketball is going to be called on Ella Cave, palming the ball. That turnover will give the basketball back once again to the Falls City Tigers. Ashley Kirkendall inbounds to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster will come down and set the offense to Caitlin Titus on the right wing. Titus, one dribble, right back to Ava Armbruster, the birthday girl. Armbruster driving, jump shot, baseline right side. Shot is blocked, knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Falls City. Tigers will play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Izzy Armbruster to inbound it. Armbruster, bounce pass underneath the bucket into Ava Armbruster. Back to Izzy from the corner. Long two is up and off. No good. And the rebound to Brinkley McAdams. McAdams down court in a hurry to Kelly Brack. Brack picks up her dribble to the right side. A long three is up and good, and hitting the three, Brinkley McAdams. McAdams, a 5'9 junior, nails a three from the corner of the right side. Weeping Water with their first lead of the ball game. Weeping Water on top here now. Into the corner, right side, McIntosh. They feed it away. The ball is tipped and stolen away under the basket by Ella Cave. Cave down court pass. The ball tipped away and lost, goes out of bounds. I think it's going to stay with Weeping Water. Two or three players had their hands on the basketball. It goes out of bounds. And Kelly Brack will inbound it in the corner, on the side in forecourt. Brack inbound to Emily Ridge. Ridge right back to Brack with it. Trying to go inside is Miller. She kicks it to the right corner. Another long three is up and off. No good. Izzy Armbruster is there for the rebound. Tried to give it off to Ava Armbruster. Ball is stolen. Coming up loose with it is Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall pushes the ball down court. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Goes up with a jump shot. She will be fouled. And we'll have Ashley Kirkendall at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. That foul is going to be on number three, I'm pretty sure. Yes, it is. Foul is on Emily Ridge. On Emily, her first, team foul number one on the Indians. At the line, shooting two shots, will be Ashley Kirkendall. The first free throw is on the way up, and good. She got it. She'll have a second shot coming. Kirkendall with 3 points now. Into the ball game comes Delaney Godeman in replacing Vitosh. Godeman into the contest. Also, Caitlin Kirkendall into the lineup now. Caitlin checks in. Ashley Kirkendall ready for her second free throw. The shot, it's on the way. The shot is up, and it's short off the front of the rim. Rebound, follow shot. Godeman couldn't get it. Tried to put back and couldn't get it to go. The rebound by Emily Ridge. Down court in a big hurry comes Miller with the basketball. To the right side, that's Cave. Ella Cave thought about the three, tries to lob it into traffic in the paint. No shot there. Now Cave for the long three at the top of the key that's off the rim. No good. The rebound to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster looking down court for the pass. Gets it to Kirkendall under the basket on the left side. Up top it comes to Godeman. Back between the rings, top of the circle. Ava Armbruster with the ball. Her bounce pass goes to Izzy Armbruster on the right wing. Izzy can't get to the baseline. Back around the top it comes to Godeman around the outside perimeter to the left side. Izzy Armbruster tries to make a move to the basket. She'll be fouled. The foul on Ella Cave. On Cave, her first personal, team foul number two on Weeping Water. 4 minutes, 38 seconds to play, first quarter, 5-3, Weeping Water up on the Lady Tigers. Inbound, the pass comes into Godeman. Delaney Godeman works the right-handed dribble into the corner on the right side of the basket, now clears it back up to Ava Armbruster out on the right wing. Armbruster up top to Izzy Armbruster between the circles, top of the key. Godeman goes inside Ashley Kirkendall in traffic, jump shot in the paint, partially blocked, and the rebound is pulled down by Kellison Miller. Miller wants to push it down in a hurry. Kirkendall gets out in front of her and stops it. Now Brack on a spin move in the paint floater off the glass. No, Brack with a follow shot can't get it. Got her own rebound again. Brack came up with back-to-back rebounds under there offensively. The ball is tipped away out of bounds by Fall City. Caitlin Titus will check back into the lineup now. Titus comes into the ball game. Let's see who she'll replace in place of Delaney Godeman. All right, they'll inbound it on the baseline down in the corner. Weeping Water under their own basket to toss it in. Brack hits the ball into Miller. Miller tries to come across to the right side. Gives to Ella Cave. Cave again with a spin move in the paint. Armbruster there with her. Almost over and back, having to chase the ball down near midcourt, was Emily Ridge. Gets it off to Brack. Here comes Cave once again. Gives off to Miller on the left side of the free throw lane. Miller guarded nicely there by Kirkendall. Can't get to the basket. Comes off onto the near side to McAdams. McAdams had it tipped away by Izzy Armbruster. Loose basketball grabbed up by Brack to the corner left side. Long two is up off the top of the rim. Missed everything here in the rebound to Fall City. Ava Armbruster will come down to set the offense now. Fall City trailing 5-3 with 3 minutes 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. A 2-point Weeping Water lead. Titus with a pass onto the far side to Caitlin Kirkendall. Up to the Armbruster sisters on the left side. Izzy Armbruster wants to go in with a shot. She's going to be fouled. I think this is going to go on Ella Cave. Yes, it is on Cave. That is her second personal, third team foul. Ella Cave will come out of the ball game. Katie Morganson will check in to replace her. with 3:05 to play in the first quarter. Ella Cave on the bench with two fouls. Lob pass into Ashley Kirkendall. Gives to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster got her shot blocked in the paint. The loose basketball grabbed by Brinkley McAdams, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first, team foul number one on Fall City. 2 minutes, 49 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Fall City. 5-3, Weeping Water leading the Lady Tigers. Indians with the basketball. On the right wing, handling it is Mogensen. She travels, and it'll turn the ball over. I'm going to ask for a little help here, folks. I'm going to ask for a little help here. Is that really Mogensen, or is that a typo? Is there an R in there? It's Mogensen, not Morganson. Okay, we got it right. Thank you, ma'am. 2:41 to play here in the first quarter. 5-3 your score. Weeping Water with the lead. Here's a tie-up. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow will stay with the Lady Tigers. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Inbounding it on the baseline will be Izzy Armbruster. Gets it into Ava Armbruster on the baseline left side. She trips, falls to the floor, got rid of it to Titus. Back it comes to Armbruster. Ava goes in with a shot in traffic. Shot is blocked away, and the rebound brought down by Weeping Water. 2 minutes, 24 seconds to play here in this first period. 5-3, a low-scoring contest so far. Weeping Water with the two-point lead. On the dribble is Kelly Brack. Brack on the left elbow, picks up her dribble, feeds to the baseline left side. Trying to move to the basket is Mogensen. She can't get there. Back up top it comes to Brack. There's Miller for a long three that's off no good, and Ava Armbruster has the rebound. Armbruster is going to hurry the ball down in a hurry. A three-on-two fast break. Back to the top of the circle is the Armbruster. Around to Titus it goes. Ashley Kirkendall dribbles into the paint. Shot is up. Oh, rimmed off the glass. Got her own rebound. Had the ball tipped away and stolen. With the steal is Kelly Brack. Brack, 2-on-3 fast break. She decides to pull it back to the top of the key. Give it up to Emily Ridge. Ridge finds Miller. Now Brack gets the basketball handed right back to her. Into the corner. That's Emily Ridge handling it. Up top, McAdams. Brinkley McAdams almost had it taken away. Coming out to help her there is Miller. Here's a shot from the left side that's up and off, no good. Well, we've got a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her second personal. Team foul number two on the Lady Tigers. This will be a shooting foul. At the line, Kelly Brack. She'll be shooting two shots. 1:21 to play first quarter. 5-3, Weeping Water up by two. Brack's first free throw is up and good. She'll get a second shot. Vitash back into the lineup. Godeman back into the lineup. Ava Armbruster comes out, and Caitlin Titus leaves the game. Kelly Brack, a 5'2 sophomore, getting set for her second free throw attempt here. She takes aim, bends the knees, launches the free throw. It's off the back of the iron, off no good, and Vitash gets the rebound. Emily Vitash, outlet pass, gives it out to Kirkendall. Caitlin Kirkendall, Ashley Kirkendall with the ball now. In the corner, trapped down here was Kirkendall. They give it into Vitash. She ran out of places to go, needs help. Timeout's going to be called here. Wait a minute. Now we got a travel call before the timeout was called. So the turnover gives the ball back to Weeping Water. Lady Indians up 6-3 here now, a three-point advantage with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Down court comes Kelly Brack on the dribble. Off to Miller. Kellison Miller handles the ball. Lobs into Brinkley McAdams. Around the horn, again it comes to Brack in the corner. She's on the right side of the basket. They look inside the paint for Miller. Miller had it ball tipped away by Kirkendall, but it's grabbed back up by Brack once again. Here's Miller for three. Long range three, up and off, no good. Rebound Weeping Water. Coming down with it is Emily Ridge. 33 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 6-3. There's a long three. Brack that's up and off, no good, but the rebound again to Weeping Water. 25 seconds to go here in the quarter. Brack lost her dribble. Gives the ball to Miller. Miller, top of the key. Feeds it up to McAdams. Again, they find Miller. She tries to drive the baseline on the right side of the basket with 10 seconds to play here in the quarter. Miller, skip pass across court, up top to Emily Ridge. Now Brack finds Ridge. She'll launch a long three that hits the back of the rim, doesn't go. Try for a rebound, follow shot, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. We'll be shooting two. Foul is going to be called on Caitlin Kirkendall, her first, team foul number three. At the free throw line will be Kellison Miller. She'll be shooting two shots. Just 0.9 seconds left on the clock here. First shot is up and off. No good. 0.9 seconds left to play here in the first period. 6-3. Weeping Water up by 3. Miller ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is up. This one is good. She hit 1 out of 2. She's got 3 points. Fall City will inbound it, and the buzzer will sound as soon as they catch it. No shot at the end of the quarter. After one period, Weeping Water leads Fall City 7-3. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Back in 60 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Fall City High School, McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse here in Fall City. After one quarter, the Weeping Water Lady Indians leading the Lady Tigers of Fall City 7-3, a four-point lead for Weeping Water. When we move into the second quarter, the first possession will be with the Indians. They inbound the pass to Kelly Brack. She's the point guard, just 5'2 and a sophomore out here. Brack gets the ball right back from Miller. Now tries to dribble to the right side, guarded very closely here by Ava Armbruster. Ava playing with two personals already that she picked up back in the first quarter. Right side is Kellison Miller. A cross-court lob pass. Top of the key comes up to Mogensen. They find Miller down deep on the baseline right side. There's a long three that's up and off. Doesn't go out of bounds, and it'll be Fall City's basketball. 7:31 to play. Second period here in Fall City. 7-3 your score. Weeping Water up by 4. Lady Tigers with the chance to chip away at that 4-point deficit. Ava Armbruster celebrating her birthday today. Dribbles the ball into forecourt. Armbruster at the free throw line, kicks it out to Titus on the right side. Caitlin Titus lost her dribble. She's in trouble. They get it inside to Vitosh. Vitosh with a little give and go. Nice pass. Finding Ashley Kirkendall. Vitosh got it to Ashley, and Ashley has all 5 of Fall City's points. The score now 7-5. Weeping Water up by 2. Brinkley McAdams has the basketball for the Lady Indians. McAdams gives up to Katie Mogensen. Mogensen, a cross-court pass to the far side. Emily Ridge tries to penetrate inside the paint. Can't get there. Back it comes to the right wing. Once again to Ridge. Here's a three from the right corner that's up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Hit back up and good by Brinkley McAdams. McAdams has 5 points, and she stretches the lead back out to 4 now for Weeping Water at 9-5 with 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Here comes Ava Armbruster on the attack. Into the corner, Izzy Armbruster for 3. Got it. Nice job. Ava Armbruster found Izzy just waiting around down there in the corner all alone. And Izzy drained a 3 from deep in the corner on the right side. Fast break the other direction. Weeping Water sets their offense up quickly. Brack, a cross-court pass to the far side, finds Miller. Miller back inside to Brack. Ball stolen away by Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall. Outlet pass to Titus. Gives it back up to Ashley, and now Ava Armbruster will bring the ball up court. Armbruster to Izzy Armbruster on the left side. Izzy Armbruster driving, laying up. She was fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot 2. Izzy Armbruster found a seam there. The foul is going to be called on Emily Ridge. On Ridge, that's her second personal, team foul number 1 of the quarter. At the free throw line will be Armbruster, Izzy Armbruster. She has 3 points on a tray a minute ago. First free throw is up and off. Couldn't hit it. Another attempt coming. In for Weeping Water, Jillian Rathy checks in. Rathy now in place of Emily Ridge, who sets out with 2 personals. Izzy Armbruster ready for her second free throw. This one is up. It's off also. Titus is there with the rebound for Fall City. A cross-court pass stolen, though, by Kelly Brack. back, fast break, down court. Here's a long three from the right side off, no good. And the rebound chased after down in the corner, went out of bounds, touched last by Weeping Water. And it'll be Fall City's basketball. 5:38 to play in the first half, second quarter. 9-8, Weeping Water up by one. Caitlin Kirkendall up off the bench, getting ready to check back in for Coach Andy Armbruster. Into forecourt, that's Ava Armbruster in the paint. Floater, no. Ball tipped around, and coming out with it, Ashley Kirkendall. Gets it back up to Ava Armbruster. She tries another little floater in the paint. It comes up just short off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Weeping Water. Brack down court with it. Kelly Brack lost the dribble. Gives up to Miller. Around the horn to the left side it goes. Morgenson tied up in the corner. Ball just got away out of bounds, and it went off the fingertips of Katie Morgenson. It'll be Fall City's basketball. A little timeout here while the girls tie their shoes. Kirkendall back into the lineup, that being Caitlin Kirkendall. She checks in to replace Emily Vitosh. Tigers basketball down by one, 9-8. Timeout taken, Fall City, 4:58 to play in the second quarter. Tigers up by one. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Runa Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Runa Implement Company, also serving you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. 4 minutes, 58 seconds to play in the first half, second quarter here at Fall City High School. The Weeping Water leading Indians, leading Fall City 9-8. We mentioned Weeping Water coming off of a disappointing loss last night at Sterling. They were defeated 53-51, a game that Coach Marcy Clausen told me earlier tonight that she said we just couldn't hit. And they came up on the short end. Their record stands at 11-6. They're having a good season. We're back to live action. Fall City has the basketball. Ava Armbruster tries to drive into the paint. They collapse on her quickly. Back to the top of the key to Ashley Kirkendall comes the pass. Ashley dribbles to the corner on the right side, dumps it into Ava. She's in traffic. Triple teamed under there. No place to go. Izzy Armbruster for three, rims in and out. And a rebound is taken away by Kirkendall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. On Ashley, that is her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter against Fall City. 4.5 minutes to play, second period, 9-8. Weeping Water up by one. Here come the Lady Indians. Miller in the paint. Miller kicks it up to McAdams. McAdams just holds the ball for a minute. Back to Kelly Brack. Brack, right side, goes to Miller. Now Brack gets caught in traffic inside the paint, has to put a bounce pass back to the top of the key to Miller once again, and she'll just back it out between the rings and reset the offense. Gives to Brack. Brack with a floater from the free throw line. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. The putback shot won't go. Rebound put back up again, and this one they got it to drop. Brinkley McAdams. McAdams has 7 points now for Weeping Water. It's 11-8. The lead is 3 for the Indians. Here comes Fall City on the attack, and now a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Indians. Brinkley McAdams picks up her first personal, team foul number 2 on Weeping Water. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Izzy Armbruster will inbound it on the side in forecourt. Armbruster to toss it in. Lobs the ball into Titus. Caitlin Titus goes around the defender, comes to the free throw line, feeds to the corner. Kirkendall, left side, couldn't get it. Back to the top of the key is the Armbruster into Ava Armbruster. Ava tries to force a shot up on the baseline right side, misses everything. And there with the rebound is Jillian Raffey. Raffey clears out the defensive board with a pass to Brack. Now Miller for three. It's off no good, and Izzy Armbruster has the rebound. Izzy Armbruster out to Ava Armbruster, up to Caitlin Kirkendall. Kirkendall dribbles the ball across the midcourt line into forecourt to set the offense. Inside Ava Armbruster. In the paint. Floater off the glass. Ava can't get that thing to drop. They collapse on her with no less than three defenders, and she still got the shot out of there, but couldn't get it to fall. Deficit remains 3 here for Fall City. They're down 11-8 with 2:55 to go now in this first half. Their ball's going to get away out of bounds. Just dribbled off the foot over there of Brinkley McAdams. Here's Ella Cave back into the lineup. Cave checks in. She'll replace Katie Mogensen. Cave, you remember, sat out with two personals back there in the first quarter. So she's back onto the floor. Here's Delaney Godeman back into the ball game. Godeman comes in to replace Caitlin Kirkendall. Also, Emily Vitosh back into the lineup. Emily Vitosh replaces Delaney Godeman. All right, 2:45 to play in the first half. It's a 3-point deficit for Fall City. They trail 11-8. Izzy Armbruster with the basketball. Passes to the left side to Godeman. Godeman clears it up top to Kirkendall. Kirkendall gets into traffic. Actually can't get a shot. Now Vitosh with a shot in the paint. That's off the back of the iron. And the rebound pulled down defensively by Miller. Kellison Miller brings the ball down. Gives it to the right side to Brack. They set the offense. Lady Indians taking one dribble in the corner down here is McAdams. All the way to the top of the key. Back up it comes to Miller. 2:10 to go now here in the first half. Still just a 3-point lead. There's a pass inside on the baseline. In traffic, trying to force a shot up that doesn't go, was put up by Brinkley McAdams. The rebound comes down to Ava Armbruster. Ava Armbruster, at 5'5", really gets her share of the rebound. She seems to be in the right place at the right time. Armbruster lobbed it to the corner. Vitosh goes around defenders. Bounce pass in the paint. Kirkendall, jump shot off the glass, up and good. That was Ashley Kirkendall that put that one down. Ashley now with 7 points. It's a 1-point ball game, 11-10. With a minute and a half to go here, 90 seconds to play, there's going to be an over and back call. A girl here on the near side zigged when she should have zagged, and about the time that Kelly Brack let go of that pass, the girl she was going to throw it to broke toward the bucket, and the ball goes over the back line. Fall City will get it on the over and back turnover. Tigers with the inbound. They toss the ball in to Izzy or to Ava Armbruster. Ava in the corner left side, lobs to the corner, goes down to Kirkendall with it. That's Ashley Kirkendall handling the ball. Goes to Emily Vitosh. Now Izzy Armbruster penetrates, wanted to go in for a driving layup and had the ball dribbled away from her and stolen by Ella Cave. Cave will come down in a hurry with it, gives to Brack, who's inside the paint. Brack needs to clear it back to the top of the key. Mogensen dribbles to the basket. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll see who they put to the line here. The official having trouble identifying the girl the foul is going to be called on. Foul is going to be on Emily Vitosh. On Emily, her first. Team foul number 2 of the quarter. I guess they're not going to say it was a shooting foul. It'll just be Weeping Waters ball under their own basket. Kelly Brack will inbound it. She stands on the baseline in the corner on the left side of the basket. Inbound to Miller it comes. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Back to Brack at the top of the key. Brack goes around Titus. There's a 12-footer from the left side that's up and off. No good. Rebound Fall City. Kate Ashley Kirkendall with the basketball. Ashley brings it all the way into the paint. Back to the top of the key. Titus for 3. Off the iron. No. The rebound. Right back to Ella Cave. 39 seconds to go in the first half. 11-10. The lead is 1 for Weeping Water. Been a close ball game. Their biggest lead, I think, was 4. Trying to go in for the layup was Brinkley McAdams. Could have easily been a foul there. None called. The ball went out of bounds off of Fall City. It'll stay with Weeping Water. Ella Cave will inbound it. Cave hits it into Brack. Brack trying to dribble around Titus, and she'll travel with the basketball. Brack got her head down, pushing into Titus, and forgot to dribble with the ball. Here's Ava Armbruster back into the lineup, replacing Caitlin Titus. 24.7 seconds to play. 11-10. Weeping Water up by 1. Tigers with a chance to come down and play for one shot. Maybe take a lead into the locker room here at halftime. Let's see what they do with it. 15 seconds to go. Izzy Armbruster between the rings. Top of the circle to Ava Armbruster. 10 seconds to go. Ava Armbruster kicks back to Izzy. Top of the key, Godeman has the ball. Now to Ashley Kirkendall in the paint. Kirkendall tried to make a move to the basket. She'll be fouled. 3.8 seconds to play here. Kellison Miller picks up her first personal. Team foul number 3. 3.8 seconds on the clock. Fall City will play it in under their own basket. Izzy Armbruster to inbound it. Everybody moves. They get it in. Ava Armbruster goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled. And they'll put Armbruster at the line with a chance to tie or give them the lead here. The foul on Kelly Brack at the free throw line will be Ava Armbruster, shooting two shots. She has not scored yet tonight. 2.2 seconds on the clock. She can tie it with the first one, give the Tigers a lead if she can hit the second. The first one is up and got it. It bounced around and rattled around for the longest time and then went down, so we're tied at 11. Low-scoring ball game here, 2.2 seconds to play in this first half. Let's see if Ava can give the Lady Tigers the lead at halftime. Second shot is up. Nope. Off the back of the iron, and the rebound come down to Weeping Water. No shot. And at the half, we're all tied at 11 apiece. Fall City Tigers 11, Weeping Water Indians 11. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime show. That'll be coming up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
The attorneys at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert & Dunn, LLC, in Fall City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Fall City High School. We're all tied up at 11 apiece, the Fall City Lady Tigers and the Weeping Water Lady Indians. Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's take a look at those first half numbers. Boy, not a lot of scoring to really talk about here as we add them up. First of all, for the Weeping Water Indians, they're led by Brinkley McAdams. She has 7 points at halftime. Kellison Miller with three, and Kelly Brack made one for their total of 11. From the free throw line, Weeping Water went 2 out of 4 at the charity stripe. Scoring for the Fall City Tigers, Ashley Kirkendall leads the way at halftime. She has 7 points. Izzy Armbruster with 3, and Ava Armbruster has 1 for Fall City's total of 11. From the free throw line, Fall City made just 2 out of 6 attempts from the free throw line. The score by quarters, Weeping Water led after one period, 7-3. And here at halftime, we're all tied at 11 apiece. This halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, back there at the KTNC studios for a couple of minutes of important sponsor information, an update with the local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and we'll be back out here at Fall City High in about 5 minutes with second half action. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair wants to remind you that January is National Blood Donor Month and wants to recognize the 3% of the U.S. population that donates blood each year. A blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages those that are able to donate and help save a life. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair at Falls City will keep your equipment running. 402-245-2908.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is your classic hit station, KTNZ Falls City, and weatherology meteorologist Michael Cowder. We'll cloudy skies this evening with a bit of patchy fog developing later tonight at the low around 29, and we'll have a north-northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Winds will stay to the north-northwest on Saturday at 5 to 10 miles an hour with cloudy skies and we'll have a high near 37. Saturday night looks mostly cloudy with a low around 26 and we'll have a northwest wind around 10 miles an hour. Sunday warms up to 42 with mostly sunny skies. Sunday night will be mostly clear with a low around 28. Monday continues to warm up to 51 with sunny skies. Monday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 32. Tuesday will only get up to 46 with mostly sunny skies. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Wednesday looks similar to Tuesday, being mostly sunny with a high near 45. Wednesday night is a low around 31. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 36 degrees.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
Falls City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Falls City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Falls City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Falls City, or send an email to Dusty at fallcityfoods.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Runa Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Runa Implement Company also serves you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas. Well, next week is conference tournament time. Both the Pioneer Conference Tournament and the ECNC Tournament getting underway. Our coverage of the Pioneer Tournament will begin Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I'll be at Humboldt at HTRS for a 3 o'clock tip-off when the Sacred Heart Irish boys will face either Pawnee City or Sterling. That'll be a quarterfinal game. Then on Thursday, we'll be at Wymore for the semifinals, boys and girls. Could have as many as four games coming your way on Thursday. Also underway this week, the ECNC tournament, involving teams like Fall City and, of course, Auburn. We'll be watching those games, too, and hopefully try to pick up some coverage of that ECNC tournament. Our halftime show tonight has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, ready to move to second half action. We didn't settle a thing in that first half. We're all tied at 11. It'll be Fall City's basketball. We move into the third quarter. Armbruster, Ava Armbruster, kicks it to the corner to Caitlin Titus. Almost lost a handle on it. She comes with a pass up to Izzy Armbruster in the paint. Izzy with a little floater that goes out of bounds on the baseline, and the basketball will belong to Weeping Water. So the Lady Tigers come up empty-handed on their first possession to start this third quarter. They give the ball back over to the Indians of Weeping Water. This is Ella Cave with the dribble. Cave to the left side, Kelly Brack. A cross-court pass, that's Miller. Miller again to Kelly Brack. Brack is only 5'2 and a sophomore. Here's a three on the way from the left wing that's in and out of there by Ella Cave, and the rebound to Izzy Armbruster. Outlet pass to Ava Armbruster. She wants to take it all the way down. Back to Izzy for a long three that won't fall, and the rebound goes down to Miller. Brinkley McAdams with the outlet pass, goes to Miller. Now the ball stolen away the other direction. Down court comes Titus. She decides to hold things up and gives it to Armbruster. Izzy Armbruster, that is. Skip pass across court, Caitlin Titus. Titus holds the ball for a minute, then works to the right side, baseline, into Ashley Kirkendall, driving, laying up. Kirkendall off, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And we'll have Ashley Kirkendall at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Emily Ridge. On Ridge, that is her third personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the line will be Kirkendall shooting two shots. This being Ashley Kirkendall. She's one out of two from the line so far tonight. Has 7 points in the ball game. First free throw is on the way up. Off the back of the rim, doesn't go. Ashley Kirkendall trying to give Fall City the lead here. We were tied at 11 at halftime. That's where we stand now. Ashley Kirkendall, currently one of three from the line, has 7 points. Ashley's second free throw is on the way. This one is good. That one she put right down the middle. Didn't even touch the rim. 12-11, Fall City back up by one with 6:51 to go in the third quarter. Kelly Brack, the point guard, lost her dribble at the free throw line. Has to foot the ball out to the right side to Ella Cave, who comes back to Miller. Now Brack gets it right back. Miller with one dribble and then goes around the corner to Cave. Good defense. Ashley Kirkendall got up and batted that pass away. They were looking for Jillian Raffey on the baseline under the basket, but Kirkendall batted the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Weeping Water. They'll play it in the corner under their own bucket. Inbounding the pass is Miller. Miller brings it all the way up top to McAdams. Brinkley McAdams handling the ball. It's an unusual first name for a girl, is Brinkley. We see some different names throughout the season. There's a ball tipped away, and I believe Ava Armbruster touched it last playing defense over there. So Weeping Water will maintain possession of the basketball. They will play it in on the side in forecourt. Up top it comes to Raffey. Jillian Raffey across, gives back to Miller. Miller with a little spin move. Pirouette inside the paint. Couldn't get a look at the basket. Has to flip it back up top to Brack. Now it comes around to Cave. Brack in the paint. Floater. She'll be fouled. The shot didn't go, but we're going to put Brack at the line to shoot two shots. Foul is going to be on Isabel Armbruster. On Izzy, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Fall City. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Kelly Brack. First one is up and good. Kelly got that one to fall. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, has 2 points. That ties the game up once again at 12. Brack will try to give Weeping Water the lead here. The second one is up. It's off. No good. Couldn't hit the second one. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers, Ava Armbruster, once again. At 5-5, I mentioned this, Ava gets her share of the rebounds. Here's a long three by Izzy Armbruster that's up and off, no good. Miller has the rebound for Weeping Water, feeds it inside, ball stolen by Vitosh. Vitosh outlet pass, Ava Armbruster, she's got Titus out ahead of her. A cross-court pass comes to Izzy. Izzy puts it to the right side. Actually, Kirkendall is going to be fouled. This foul is going to go on Kellison Miller, I'm pretty sure. On Miller, that will be her second personal, second team foul of the quarter. 5:40 to play, third period, all tied at 12 apiece. Fall City's basketball. Armbruster inbound into Ava Armbruster. Ava works to the left wing, tries to go around Brack, across court pass, baseline Izzy, open look three. Nope, short off the front of the rim, and Rathi with the rebound. Jillian Rathi, outlet pass to Kelly Brack. Brack to the left side to Kellison Miller. Miller right back up top. It comes to Brack. She holds the ball a minute. Now Rathi moves to the basket. She'll fall to the floor, and we'll have a whistle and a foul called on Emily Vitosh. On Vitosh, that is her second personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on Fall City. Not a shooting foul, so Brack will just inbound it. Vitosh leaves the ball game. Caitlin Kirkendall checks in to replace her. Kelly Brack to inbound it. Brack gets it in. Driving lane off the glass, up and good. Brinkley McAdams has 9 now. McAdams got the lay-in. Makes it 14-12. Weeping Water back up by 2. 5:05 to go here in the third quarter. Here come the Tigers. Ava Armbruster takes to the left side baseline with it. Back to Kirkendall. Right side open look from the corner by Titus. In and out of there. That ball was in. How long has it got to stay in the basket before it counts? Because it was down there for the longest time. Here's a fast break the other direction. Ball stolen away by Kirkendall. She gets her outlet pass out to Izzy Armbruster, and Armbruster will push it up the court and set the offense. To the right side. Oh, the ball's going to get away over here from Caitlin Kirkendall. A little misconnection or miscommunication there, and Kirkendall not able to come up with that pass. It went out of bounds. Katie Mogensen back into the lineup now. Mogensen in for Ella Cave for Weeping Water with 4:32 to play in the third quarter. 14-12. The lead is 2 right now for Weeping Water. Here come the Indians. Miller gives to Brack. Brack is triple-teamed in the paint. She's trapped down there. Did a good job of getting rid of the basketball. Oh, she handed it off to Brinkley McAdams. And McAdams is in double figures. She's got 11 points. The lead is 4 now for Weeping Water. This equals their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Izzy Armbruster with a floater that won't go. The ball goes to the floor, and the rebound comes out to Ava Armbruster. She puts a little floater up that's partially blocked. Ava Armbruster got her shot blocked. The lead is 4 for Weeping Water, and here come the Indians with the basketball. Brinkley McAdams in the corner right side. Up to Kelly Brack. Again, they find McAdams. She can't get to the baseline, wanted to. Goes to Brack, across court pass to the near side, Miller. High skip pass. In the paint, turnaround spin move up and off, no good. The ball out of bounds, touch last by Weeping Water, and it'll be Fall City's basketball. 3:35 to go here now in this third quarter. Emily Vitosh back into the lineup. Emily will check in to replace Caitlin Kirkendall. Titus comes out of the ball game, and Delaney Godeman back onto the floor for Fall City. 16-12, Weeping Water up by 4, 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fall City with the basketball. To the near side, Izzy Armbruster lobs it inside to Vitosh. Vitosh covered up, tries to force a shot up, it's partially blocked. Rebound pulled down by Kellison Miller. Miller gets it to Kelly Brack. Brack into the corner right side, moving toward the hoop. Ball is tipped away. Brack goes up with a shot. She's going to be fouled. And we're going to put Kelly Brack back to the free throw line. This foul is going to go on Emily Vitosh. That is her third personal, third team foul of the quarter on Fall City. At the line, Kelly Brack. She's made 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Has 2 points. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots once again. The first one is up and no good. She's now 2 out of 5 at the line. The lead remains at 4 now for Weeping Water in a low-scoring contest here, 16-12. with 3:07 to go in the third quarter. Kelly Brack's second free throw is up. This one is good, so now she's made 3 out of 6 from the line and has 3 points. The lead is 5. This is the biggest lead for either team tonight. Vitosh with the driving lay-in, up and good. Nice move by Emily Vitosh. She found a lane, her first 2 points. That cuts the lead back to 3. It was up to 5 momentarily. Now Kelly Brack wants to set the offense for Weeping Water. Brack holds the ball for a moment, goes to the free throw line, to the top of the key, a long 3 is up and good. Nailing the 3 is Brinkley McAdams. She's got 14 points in the ballgame. 14 of Weeping Water's 20 points have been scored by the junior Brinkley McAdams. Here comes Fall City, now down by 6, their biggest deficit of the ballgame. Emily Vitosh needs help. Goes to Goldman with it. The pass is stolen by Rathi. Jillian Rathi now almost lost it. She decides just to hold things up. Brack's in traffic. Brack is double teamed. A whistle and a reach in foul is going to be called against Fall City. The foul is going to be on Izzy Armbruster. Armbruster's second personal, team foul number 4. That's 4 team fouls on Fall City with 2:12 left to play in the quarter here. So back into the ball game comes Caitlin Titus. Titus in replacing Delaney Godeman for the Lady Tigers. 2:12 to go in the third period. It's 20-14, Weeping Water by 6. Indians have the ball. They inbound it to the top of the key. That's McAdams. She's had the hot hand, got 14 points. You don't want to leave her standing out there with an open look. Now Miller has the dribble. Back to McAdams. Goes into Miller again. McAdams at the top of the key. Brinkley McAdams feeds Brack. Brack is in trouble. She's double-teamed in the paint. McAdams comes to help her. They give it right back to Brack. Floater in the paint. Up and good. Nice job by Kelly Brack. Her first field goal of the night. She has 5 points, and the lead is 8 now. Fall City, this is as far as they have fallen behind in the ballgame. An 8-point advantage for Weeping Water with 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Izzy Armbruster for 3. It's not going to go. And chasing down the rebound is Kellison Miller for Weeping Water. Miller into forecourt. Has an open look 3 from the left wing and got it. Wow, they just left her standing out there with nobody on her. Timeout Fall City with 1:10 to play in the third quarter. It's an 11-point Weeping Water lead, 25-14. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in half a minute. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. You're invited to stop and see them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serves you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement Company if you enjoy these broadcasts of high school basketball. 1:10 left to play in the third period here at Fall City. Weeping Water has opened up an 11-point advantage, 25-14. We were tied at 11 at halftime. The Indians have got the hot hand here in the third quarter. Brinkley McAdams now with 14 points. She scored 7 of them here in the third period. It'll be Fall City's basketball when we move back to live action. Ashley Kirkendall dribbles into forecourt. She'll take it into traffic, kicks it out into the corner. Goes to Kirkendall on the right side. She loses the ball out of bounds off her foot. Caitlin Kirkendall, that was, lost it on the dribble, and it'll turn it right back to Weeping Water. Now, with 53 seconds to play in the quarter, up by 11, the Indians can afford to be very patient as they come up court. Kellison Miller gives it up to McAdams. Brinkley McAdams hands right back to Miller. They work the ball on the right elbow. Fall City in a pressuring man-to-man defense. Kelly Brack is in the paint. Goes out to Jillian Rathi. Rathi can't get to the basket. Has to go back to Brack with the pass. Now Rathi does penetrate inside the lane at the free throw line. Oh, might have drugged the pivot foot there. Got away with one. In traffic, McAdams having trouble. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be kicked by one of the Tigers. Fall City touched it last. The clock is down to 19 seconds to play in the quarter. 25-14. Weeping Water up by 11. Kelly Brack, the point guard, will inbound it. Brack, oh, has her pass deflected, but then it's going to be grabbed up by McAdams. And then a reach-in foul is going to be called on Fall City. This foul is going to be on Izzy Armbruster. That's Izzy's third personal. And we are past the five-foul limit in the quarter, so that's going to send Brinkley McAdams to the line. Now, she's got 14 points but has not been to the free-throw line tonight. Here she'll be shooting two shots. Brinkley McAdams, a 5'9 junior. Shot is up and good. 15 points now for Brinkley McAdams. She's got a pair of threes. She's hit four twos from the field and now one for one from the line. Another shot coming here. 16 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's been a big quarter for Weeping Water. Second shot is up. This one is off. No good. Won't. McAdams falls to the floor. Rebound Weeping Water. Long three off the rim. Bounces once, twice. Doesn't go. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. They have time to get another shot off here. With the ball is Miller, top of the key. She'll launch a three, and it won't go. And at the end of three quarters, Weeping Water leads it 26-14. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dent has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dent's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dent's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a big quarter for Weeping Water. They went on a 15-3 run there. And now we move into the fourth quarter with the Lady Indians up by 12, 26-14. Weeping Water will have the basketball in the first possession of the fourth quarter also with the 12-point lead. They set it up in forecourt. Kelly Brack on the dribble. Brack goes to Emily Ridge across court. Brinkley McAdams into Brack. Brack gets double teamed and tied up. Kicks it back to Ridge. Ball loose on the floor and going to be grabbed up and stolen. Getting the steal is Caitlin Titus. Titus with a down court pass to Emily Vitosh on the right side of the lane. Vitosh gives it up top. Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall all the way in for a driving lane off the glass up and good. You got to wonder if Ashley couldn't do a little more of that. They back away from her like they're almost afraid of her when she comes into the paint. And the sea just parted so she could lay the ball off the glass. Ashley's in double figures now. She's got 10 points. And that trims the lead back to 10 at 26-16. Weeping Water with a 10-point lead being very patient here on offense. Kelly Brack dribbles the ball across. Gives it to the left side to Emily Ridge. Ridge almost had it taken away and gives it back to Brack. Now Ridge gives to Miller in the corner, and the ball is stolen away again. Coming up with it is Armbruster. Up to Ashley Kirkendall. Coming after Kirkendall is Kellison Miller. Kirkendall goes around Miller. She's going to take it in for another driving layup. Got it, and she's fouled. Back-to-back baskets by Ashley Kirkendall, and she drew the foul for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Kellison Miller. On Miller, that is her third personal first team foul of the quarter. Suddenly, it's an 8-point ball game. It was 12 a moment ago, and a chance for Kirkendall to get it down to 7. Vitosh comes out of the ball game. Caitlin Kirkendall in to replace her. Ashley is 2 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Here, shooting the end one. The shot is up. It's short. Off the front of the rim. Can't get it in the rebound. Comes down to Ella Cave. Cave's outlet pass goes to Kellison Miller, and Miller will set it up. On the right side, Emily Ridge with the basketball. Again, goes to Miller. She goes all the way to the baseline. A bit of foul on the baseline. Going to be called on the Tigers. The foul is going to be on Caitlin Kirkendall. On Kirkendall, her second personal. First team foul of the quarter. 6:28 to go in the ball game. Don't forget, boys varsity basketball coming up after this, the second half of our doubleheader. There's an inbound pass. Everybody battles after it. Turnaround shot is up and good. Getting that basket under the bucket was Emily Ridge. That's her first 2 points of the ball game as Ridge got it to fall. Here come the Tigers on the attack. Ashley Kirkendall shot up. Oh, rolled across. Follow shot, put back it up. It won't go. Kirkendall doing it all alone down there. Here's a kick-out pass that comes to the top of the key to Caitlin Titus. All four teammates standing around outside the three-point arc there. While Ashley Kirkendall's battling with no less than three defenders under the basket. Came away empty-handed. It's a 10-point lead for Weeping Water. In the corner, Miller gives it up to Brack. Kelly Brack again tries to back it in. She likes to put that little floater up. She'll be tied up. But we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Fall City. Be on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her third personal, team foul number two of the period. Jillian Rathe back into the lineup now for Weeping Water. Rathe replacing Emily Ridge with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ballgame. 28-18, Weeping Water up by 10. Brinkley McAdams gives the ball to Brack. Ooh, she lost it. And a whistle and yet another foul. And once again, it's going to be on Ava Armbruster. Ava in danger of fouling out now. That is her fourth personal foul with just 5:34 left to play in the ballgame. And she's got four. 28-18. Here's a driving lay-in. Shot is up and good. Whistle and foul. Brinkley McAdams is having some kind of night. She got the basket to fall. The foul is going to be on Caitlin Kirkendall, her first team foul, number four. Brinkley McAdams will be at the line. Let's add them up. She's got 17 points already, looking for point number 18 right here, and can't get it. She's knocked to the floor, however. Oh, wait a minute. No, we're going to have a foul. It's going to be called on Weeping Water. Somebody pushing off under the baseline on the Indians. Still seeing who they're going to put this one on. Jillian Rathe. Rathe picks up her first personal, team foul number two. It's 30-18. The lead is 12 for Weeping Water. In traffic, Ava Armbruster shot up and good, right in the paint over the defenders. That's Ava's first field goal of the night. She's got 3 points now. Cuts the lead back to 10 with 5 minutes left to play in the ballgame. 30, Weeping Water with the 10-point lead. Brinkley McAdams has had the hot hand. 17 points so far in the ballgame for McAdams. Here's a lay-in under the basket. Oh, doesn't go. Coming down with a rebound, and a held ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Fall City. Izzy Armbruster went to the floor hard down there, battling after the loose basketball. Here comes Vitosh and Godeman back into the lineup. They will replace Caitlin Kirkendall and Caitlin Titus. So Caitlin and Caitlin come to the bench. Clock is down to 4:43 to play. It's a 10-point ball game, 30-20. Weeping Water up by 10. Here come the Tigers on the attack. Emily Vitosh looking inside, wants to get it into Ava Armbruster. A reach-in foul. Foul's going to be called on Weeping Water's Brinkley McAdams. McAdams' second personal, team foul number three of the quarter on the Indians. 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Still a 10-point deficit. Fall City's going to have to score and score quickly here. Izzy Armbruster into the corner. And she put a pass down to the left side to Delaney Godeman. Godeman couldn't handle it. It got away off her fingertips. The ball went out of bounds. Timeout taken, Fall City. 4:24 to go in the ballgame. It's a 10-point deficit. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatulo, welcoming you back inside Fall City High School. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer tonight, back at the KTNC studios. Our score, 30-20, Weeping Water up by 10 with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, Weeping Water will have the basketball when play is resumed. Kelly Brack into forecourt, across court to Kellison Miller. Miller gets the ball right back into the corner. It comes to Brack. Brack at the top of the circle. Brack hands it up now to Ella Cave. Ella Cave has been held scoreless tonight. She has no points in the ballgame. Somewhat of a surprise there. On the baseline right side, they kick it back into Brack in the paint. Brack penetrated for a moment, then goes right back to the right side to McAdams. Well, obviously, here's a shot on the baseline up and good. Nice move to the bucket right over the defender by Kellison Miller. She laid it in. Miller now with 8 points. And now it's a 12-point Weeping Water lead. Tigers need to score. Need to score quickly. They're down to 3.5 minutes to play here, and they're down by 12. Izzy Armbruster thought about taking the three, doesn't. Goes inside to Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall off the glass, couldn't get that one to go. Nice move to the bucket, though. It just could not finish and wouldn't drop for her. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go here. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game coming up about 20 minutes after this one wraps up. Here's a driving lay-in up and off. No good by Kelly Brack. Rebound, Ava Armbruster. She's tripped from behind, and they let that one go. The ball gets turned over as a result. Wow. All right. Here comes Weeping Water. A driving floater off the paint, off the bucket, out of the paint. Doesn't go. The rebound to Kelly Brack. Brack feeds it to the right side. McAdams. McAdams holds the ball for a minute. She's in no hurry to put a shot up. Up by 12, under 3 minutes to go. Slowing things down now. Kellison Miller with the basketball. Bounce pass off to Cave. Ella Cave holds it for a moment. Now finds Miller once again, who goes in for a reverse layup that doesn't go. The ball stolen away by Ashley Kirkendall. She'll get tripped. Falls to the floor. Helping her back to her feet there is Kelly Brack. Brack has called for her second personal. Team foul number 4. Not yet shooting. Emily Vitosh, Delaney Godeman back into the lineup. They come in to replace Caitlin Titus and Caitlin Kirkendall. Fall City's basketball trailing by 12 with 2:23 to go. This is Izzy Armbruster, a cross-court pass. Ashley Kirkendall, free throw line. Lost the dribble across court. Izzy for three, rimmed around and off. They just can't get those to fall tonight. Brinkley McAdams has the rebound for Weeping Water. McAdams up again to Emily Ridge. Kelly Brack with the dribble. Cave across court finds Miller. Miller handles the ball. Kellison Miller works to the right side. Ella Cave. Cave dumps inside to Brack. Brack dribbles on the baseline under the basket. Lost the handle. We're going to have a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. Foul is going to be on Emily Vitosh. On Vitosh, that is her fourth personal. We're past the 5 team fouls, so with a minute 48 to go in the ball game and a 12-point lead, Weeping Water will now be at the line shooting 2 shots. Kelly Brack, she's made 3 out of 6 from the line tonight. This one is up and off, no good. She's now 3 for 7 from the line. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. Another shot coming here for Kelly Brack. Just a sophomore. She's only 5'2". Second shot is up, and it's off, won't go. And the rebound comes down to Izzy Armbruster. As Armbruster comes out of there with it, she's going to be fouled. We're going to walk to the other end and shoot free throws. Kelly Brack picks up her third personal, team foul number 5. At the free throw line will be Izzy Armbruster. Izzy's 0-for-2 from the line tonight. She has 3 points in the ballgame. Looks like Titus and Vitosh are right back up. First shot is up and off. No good for Izzy Armbruster. Titus and Kirkendall are back in now, replacing Godeman and Vitosh. Izzy Armbruster will have a second free throw coming here. 5'6 junior, the younger of the two Armbruster sisters. Ava, a senior. Izzy's free throw is up. This one is off also. It won't fall. And the rebound to Weeping Water. Indians basketball. Up by 12 with a minute and a half to play in the ballgame. Just slowing things down now is Kellison Miller. They'll run a weave at the top of the key and take some time off the clock. Kelly Brack reverses, goes to the corner right side to Emily Ridge. Right back to Cave it comes. They're just running clock here now. There's a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Izzy Armbruster. That is her fourth personal. We're past the 5-team foul limit for the quarter, so Weeping Water will be shooting. Chance for Ella Cave to get in the scorebook. She's played extensively tonight, but has not scored. Here she'll be shooting two shots. Ella Cave, a 5'8 senior. First free throw for Cave is on the way. Rimmed it off. Second shot coming. There's Vitosh and Godeman right back in for Kirkendall and Titus. These four just keep alternating in and out almost every play stoppage. A minute 19 to play in this one. Don't forget to stay tuned for our postgame show presented by the Farm Bureau Financial Services. Second shot is up. It's off. It won't go. And the score remains 32-20 with a minute 14 to play in the ballgame. Delaney Godeman holds the ball just outside the three-point arc. Comes up to Vitosh with the pass. Inside Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall in the paint. Out to Vitosh. Long three left side in and out. And the rebound brought down by Weeping Waters' Emily Ridge. Ridge with an outlet pass to Brack. Brack goes one-on-one against Ava Armbruster. Gets across the timeline. Got rid of the ball to Cave. 48 seconds to go. Top of the key, they back it out. Emily Ridge on the dribble. Not a whole lot of point in fouling here. You're down by 12 with 38 seconds to play. And they slap the ball away out of bounds. Touch last over there by Delaney Godeman. It'll stay with Weeping Water. We're down to 37 seconds. Brack. Again, bounce pass to Miller. Up top, Brack. They may just let him dribble this thing out here. Fall City is still putting a man-to-man pressure on with 25 seconds to play, down by 12. Post-game show coming up after this. You want to stay tuned for that. We'll let you know how your favorite player performed here tonight, give you a complete rundown of the individual numbers. And then, of course, we got the boys' varsity game coming up, second half of our doubleheader later on after this one. Clock will wind down. They'll let them dribble it out. You'll hear the buzzer momentarily. Your final score tonight, Weeping Water 32 and Fall City 20. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back with our post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services right after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trust, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert & Dunn LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and plan the best plan for you. Halbert & Dunn provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert & Dunn LLC in Falls City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City High School. It's time now for the post-game scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, the numbers. The final score, 32-20. Weeping Water with the win. First, the scoring for the Indians. A big game tonight for Brinkley McAdams. She finished with 17 points. Kellison Miller followed with 8. Adding 5 was Kelly Brack, and 2 points tonight for Emily Ridge for Weeping Water's team total of 32. From the free throw line, Weeping Water made just 5 out of 15 from the free throw line. Not a good night at the line. 5 of 15 for Weeping Water. For the Fall City Tigers, leading the way was Ashley Kirkendall. 12 points tonight. Isabel Armbruster had 3. Ava Armbruster also had 3. And Emily Vitosh finished with 2 for Fall City's total of 20. Free throw shooting, Fall City not much better than Weeping Water. They only made 3 out of 11 from the free throw line. 3 of 11 at the charity stripe. The score by quarters, Weeping Water led after one quarter 7-3. We were tied at halftime at 11 all. Then Weeping Water had the big 15-3 run in the third quarter, and they took a 12-point, 26-14 lead after three periods. Never looked back and went on to the 12-point win, 32-20. That is our final score. With the win, Weeping Water improves their record to 12-6 on the season. The Fall City Tigers, the ladies, drop to 5-10. This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future, let's protect it. Well, we're having Parents' Night here, so there's going to be quite a bit of pageantry taking place between ball games. So we're going to have a longer-than-usual break between our doubleheaders here tonight. We're going to be sending it back to the KTNC studios. Aaron, you're probably going to have it there for 20 minutes or more. They haven't even started running the 20-minute clock here, but we'll keep the line open, and we assure our listeners we'll be back with boys varsity basketball, the pregame show, in about 20 minutes right here on KTNC.
Brock, Otto, Aaron, Chris.